The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly's here for the Tech Takeover. Jess, what's on the agenda today?
Well, today I want to talk a little bit about voice cloning. Obviously, working in radio, our voices are our tools and people will know what we sound like if we have a cold and so on. But I wonder if you would know if what you're hearing isn't actually me. What you're listening to right now is actually an AI voice clone of me. I made it at 11:30 this morning, sitting at my desk in less than 5 minutes for less than €3. Now, it doesn't sound 100% to me, but what do you reckon? Would you fall for it if I didn't tell you it wasn't me?
But I wouldn't be able to tell because I am an AI voice too. Let us know, would you be able to tell that we are both computer generated? WhatsApp us on 087-1400-106.
I feel that gave me a slightly more rural tinge and you sound slightly sad, but it's close.
It's pretty close. I have to say, I have been giddy to talk to you all day about this. I was playing around. I clearly am very, very busy, but I was playing around with a few different bits of software today and I landed on this one and I gave it a go. Now, just to give people a bit of a backstory, I was listening to this program called The Anton Savage Show.
I've heard of it. I believe it's good.
Your man's an absolute dose. But once you get over that fact, right, it's actually quite interesting. But a number of weeks ago, I was in the car with my dad and you were talking to the producers of a podcast called Almost Parkinson.
And it's a very disturbing concept.
It's creepy. So it's co-produced by the late Michael Parkinson's son and a technology company. And what they have done is exactly what I did this morning. They fed in snippets of Parkinson's voice and they now do a text-to-speech production of the podcast. So you have an AI clone of Michael Parkinson interviewing celebrities. So it's still in the style of Parkinson, you know, the long pauses and the kind of rambling questions. And the, as you heard there from me, I don't think the voice sounds like me, but I think it has my cadence and the way
it sounds like you, but unhappy.
Listen, maybe the AI know things and it's just more accurately expressive than I am. But just to explain how this works. So I went to this website and I uploaded 30 seconds of audio of you and 30 seconds of audio of me.
That's all it needs.
That's all it needed. This happened in a matter of minutes. I wrote the script, so I told it what I wanted it to say. I built in some of my little crutch words that I have, and I think it did a pretty good job for £3.05. We could get a day off, Anton.
But that means then, and this goes to a thing we were talking about last night, which was the Danish and their actions in respect of copyright and taking people's images. That means that I could, if I wanted, I could take the voice of a celebrity and have it as my voicemail answering message on my phone.
And that's if you are a good actor. If you're a bad actor, you could take anybody's voice and have them saying anything. Imagine if I didn't like you, what I could have had that voice saying, because I do think it sounds similar enough. You know, if I was to call one of your friends and I was to write a script saying, it's Anton, look, my phone's been nicked, my wallet's been nicked, will you just Revolut me £500 there? Would they buy it? This is what's happening now, is we're seeing scammers. What used to be the prince in a foreign land sending you €1 million, all they need is their bank details. We're now seeing, particularly in America and other parts of the world, AI scammers pulling content from social media, downloading people's voices and doing just that.
And given the propensity of certain demographics to use voice notes as a prime way of communication, it's not one where you would be braced and waiting for a scam.
It's so strange, because particularly if it comes up as calling from their number or calling from an office landline or a number that you'd associate with them, and then you hear a voice that sounds legitimate enough, because again, we already know that they can do phone number masking. Now they can do this voice cloning. Another piece that I spoke about on Tech Talk over the weekend was, what happens when we die? Not only, and this is something I think I said on this show as well, but not only do you have to worry, or not you, but your family have to look after your social media legacy and all the rest, do we now have to write in bits to our will in terms of AI? I don't want a grief bot using me and so that my sisters can talk and stress out the grief bot. That's what's happening now.
Grief bots.
Yeah, have you not heard of grief bots?
So what, they use your voice and or image so that I can still feel that you're alive?
Yeah, so like all of our extensive text chats and so on and our extensive voice notes, you could upload them to a grief bot and you could interact with the grief bot. And just as I've done there, it would create a version of me.
Jess, the jury's back in. One text saying, honestly couldn't tell. Another, they both sounded a bit flat, not as much contrast in high and low tones. Another, Jess, you're only giving the criminals the ideas. Another, Jess's voice sounded realistic. Anton's AI voice sounded lifeless, not enough in the way of natural dynamics. Another, Anton, it doesn't sound the same, but Jess sounds the very same, which isn't how you find it. You presumably find it a big difference hearing your own.
Yeah, now I think it's always weird when you hear yourself, and because I produced it, I obviously know. I just wonder if someone had done to me what I just did to you. You hadn't heard this before we came on air. So I wonder if you'd done that to me and I was sitting here, would I be like, Jesus, when did I record that?
Well, it's funny. I was talking to somebody a while ago who shall remain nameless, who had a US client who had come to Ireland, recorded aspects of a video voiceover and then returned to the US. They realized they didn't have enough in the script. Mm. And the choice was set up a recording in the US, all of the expense, or do what you did. So they did what you did, used it in the voiceover and sent it direct to the client who was the person in the voiceover. Person signed it off, thought it was themselves.
Yeah, and
I found that very unsettling.
It's really unsettling, and the more sinister side to this. So we're obviously doing this for journalistic endeavours and all the rest, but
by that you mean shits and giggles.
I've got nothing else to do. But there are people whose livelihoods will be at risk. We've heard very famous people like Brian Cox expressing serious concern about this type of technology. I've also heard of creatives working in marketing and different advertising firms, and they're now, their budgets are being cut because sure, why would you pay X amount when ChatGPT can do it in a matter of minutes?
Well, now that I'm unsettled, what do you have in the way of tech tips and tech recs?
A nice cheery one. So if you're going to clean out the gaff over the coming days or across the summer, we all have drawers filled with old phones, tablets, whatever it is. Please, please, please don't have them just sitting in the drawer. Bring them to a wee recycling facility, or you can now sell your old phones on refurbed.ie. So Refurbed is an outlet that sells refurbished devices. And over the last little while, they have launched the facility whereby you can go to their website, pick the phone that you have, pick the condition that it's in. They'll offer you cash for the phone.
And then the tech rec?
Yeah, just to add to the grim vibe that I'm bringing to everywhere today, it seems. I've been listening to an audiobook that I think is great. And if you're a bit of a nerd like me, you'll enjoy it. It's The Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again. I don't know, have you read this?
I have.
And what did you...
I had huge problems with the consistency of their argument and the coherence of the timeline of his purported decline. And I found it very odd that they kept talking about a cover-up while citing public examples of his decline. It's like, how do you cover up something I just saw on CNN that you're citing me seeing on CNN?
But I think, so I've been enraged listening to this.
Oh, good.
But I think it's a good thing because we lived through it and it's recent history. And I think it's really interesting to get different perspectives. They spoke to over 200 people, very few of whom went on record and gave their names. But when you look back and they're giving those examples of things that we watched on TV, they're giving a bit of insight into the conversations that happened in the background. So things like Biden using the shorter steps rather than longer steps going on to Air Force One. I find it fascinating. You can listen to it for free on Spotify if you've Spotify Premium.
Who reads it? Is it Jake Tapper?
No. It's some dude.
Are you sure it's the actual dude himself?
It's some AI dude. I'll just cover all bases.
Jess, thank you very much. I'll take a while to get over hearing that. Jess Kelly there with our tech takeover.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.